Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Oh my God, my world is falling apart.
What are you talking about?
I couldn't get my headphones on. I just realized that I don't have my intro music.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you? you know what it is? I'm disconcerted because it's broad daylight out right now.
I know.
This does not happen.
Well, at some point last week, driving in, the art installation on the top of the tower.
Mm-hmm. Salesforce Tower.
Right, was still on while it was daylight. And I thought, I wonder if it's going to stay on all day. That was where my concern sort of came from. Mm. Today, they must have fixed the clock setting on that thing because it was off as I pulled in.
Oh, was it really?
It wasn't doing the art thing.
Right. It was, sometimes it's just a solid color. Like this morning, it was just solid blue.
But it didn't have the
shadows.
So I just figured, someone got to the app on his phone and
it just set a new time on of start, time of end.
It's daylight now.
It is.
Durr.
So around the 20th or whatever the first day of summer is.
21st.
That'll be the earliest that it's so.
And then it all of a sudden starts turning back.
Yeah.
Which is good.
God.
This
summer.
Is the worst time of year.
You're crazy. I love this time of year.
I know.
I know what you mean because I know it's hard to go to bed when it's still light out.
I'm actually talking about the surf, but that's unfortunate too. That's unfortunate too. The whole daylight at nighttime.
Yeah,
it was hot over the weekend.
It was hot.
80 something at my house.
Yeah,
which is more than I want to see.
It was blistering.
I went for a bike ride on Friday with my friend and
what friend?
Brian, and it just seemed like it'd be fine, and then we're going uphill in 80 some degree weather, just pouring sweat is just pouring out of me, which is good. It was the point, but I don't want to be out in that kind of heat.
No,
sucks.
That's iced tea sipping in the shade.
Right. So
weather.
When I rode again over the weekend, I went early.
Yeah.
To skip that.
Although by last evening, I could see the fog, and so it definitely cooled down at my house by about 6 o'clock. I was like, we ate dinner outside, and I was like, oh, it's actually getting chilly. Like, there was a little bit of wind, and I could see the fog.
Good
and
for you.
So it didn't cool down at your house?
Well, it was better than the day before, but it was still hot.
Riley's birthday was Saturday, 19 years old. He didn't get me anything. I don't know why. I mean, I did birth him that day.
How is that kid?
He's great. He's just a great kid, and we got him an Apple Watch.
Oh, good.
And he was like, And I go, well, don't even, don't worry. If you don't like it, we'll return it or you can switch it out or whatever. I said, but I think you're really going to like it. And he's like, all right, so what do you... And so he'd gotten it set up and everything because he's been using the elliptical we have at the house.
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, I think you'll really like it. Like, it'll track you and blah, blah, blah. So then he did it and he put it on. And yesterday we were outside working. And he comes out and he's just sort of hanging out, standing there. I'm like, what's going on? He goes, my watch told me I have to get up or move around a little bit. And I'm like, that's good. He's like, yeah, kind of blipping me on the wrist. I'm like, all right. Well, and then he just continues to stand there. I go, well, what are you doing? Are you going to go back in and do what you were doing? He goes, well, it hasn't told me to stop yet. I'm like, no, it doesn't.
Yeah,
it doesn't do that.
That's cute.
It just wants you to stand up. It doesn't order you around all day.
That's pretty funny.
I think it's a pretty good gift, though. I like, because, even when you gave me yours, I did not think that it was something that I would be interested in. But it's definitely kind of a motivator, and I like to close my rings. Dumb little progress rings that you have on there.
For the record, I feel the same, like I would never have purchased that.
No.
I already feel like I'm way too deep into Apple, deeper than anyone should be.
Mm-hmm. They own me.
I'm holding the
We're
iPad.
Apple's bitch. Right.
I got all my music
all
on iTunes.
All these things I said I never use.
I got Apple TV. You know what I mean?
Who needs that? Right.
So here I am. I'm gifted the Apple Watch, and I think, oh, crap. Now, in order to be polite, I got to wear this thing. But it turns out I'd give up some of my other stuff for the watch. It works.
I like the watch.
It really is nice.
Yeah. This is, by the way, totally not a paid ad for Apple stuff. They don't need to buy ads, apparently. I think one time we did some ads for them.
Yeah, the early iPhone we did.
That's right, we did. And I think we did Mac ads, MacBook ads.
In fact,
years ago, and that was it. They don't need ads.
They gave me my first iPhone as part of the ads we did.
My first iPhone. That's right, because I think when you got back here, I was still on a BlackBerry. I liked it. It had that little Brick Breaker game that was on it, which I totally aced. Finished it, all the levels.
Brick
Breaker. That was amazing. I don't know what it was called, something like that. But I was like, I would never need anything but this. Why would I need anything but a BlackBerry? And I think I was even getting text messages and didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
I would write them back like it was an email. I liked it. And I liked the little keyboard on it, too. Like, I was super against the... I was super against it. And then the minute you start using it, you're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Yeah, smartphones. It's the way. Do you hear Apple's doing something? They want to get you off your iPhone?
Honestly, these phones, we are...
Addicted.
As a society, we are addicted to these, you know, I want to curse to make a point.
Flipping phones.
You look around and you just want to... I swear I want my bell with me throughout the day to just be like, shame. Shame.
Except I don't notice because I'm on my phone and I'm walking by the other people
I've
on
learned
their phones.
I've actually made a point of putting my damn phone down and not... It's beyond belief.
Mm-hmm.
If you look around, you just go, oh my God.
I'm telling you, the most remarkable phone experience I had was when we all had to surrender our phones for that... I don't even remember what the screening was for. Something at Lucas... At ILM and Presidio.
What did you guys go see?
Why can't I hear you, darling? Oh, neither one of you is in program. There we go. Now you're on.
Is the amazing one on?
Okay. Yes, woman, you are on. Go ahead, amazing one.
I think it was at the Dolby Theater. It was whatever movie we saw
not
there.
Not the recent one. The one that we all went to. It was a screening. It was a few years ago, Ben.
That stupid cartoon, that George Lucas cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot what it was called.
Magic.
Yeah, Magic.
Something. Anyway, we had to give up our phones. And then we had to wait almost an hour before we could go into this screening. So there's 150, 200 people in a room. Nobody has their phones. No one knew what to do. It was bizarre. Like, you couldn't just check out and sit down and look at your phone. You had to engage in actual conversation. It was awful.
It's truly... no, that's embarrassing. That is what it's come to. It's embarrassing that people are... The twitchiness that people get, like, well, wait.
What do I do now?
But where's my phone?
And even just, like, you'd be in a conversation, and something would come up, and you'd go, oh, I'm going to look that up. No, you're not, because your phone's not there.
So the Worldwide Developers Conference is what you're talking about. They made the announcement. Apple does their thing. I think it's in San Jose this year. But one of the things they are addressing is iPhone addiction or phone addiction in general. And it's true.
Yeah.
We are pathetic. And I include myself in that. I'm not trying to say.
No doubt. I am fully.
I have to fight the urge because I do it with Audi. Oh, I just flicked it on.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at it again.
Yep.
The hell?
Well, even here, like, you know, the minute the break is over, I just touch the power button on it and see if I got any messages.
Well, I would say, to be honest with you, here, I don't feel as bad about it because I am checking for...
updates, we get news
and
alerts.
And sometimes people write me that I know that will say, hey, did you, or have you, or oh, I know, or whatever. So that info is useful. Once I'm out of here, though,
right?
Nothing. There's no reason at all.
I know. But I actually feel guilty because a lot of times I go home and plug my phone on the charger and then go do the things I'm going to do that day.
That's nothing to feel guilty about.
But then when I get back to my phone, my mom's like, what's the matter? Are you dead? Like, where are you? You know, it's I just feel bad because even or Yuzette's emailed me or texted me like, hey, check your email or, you know, just things are going on. And I actually feel guilt for being not connected. Like, oh, my God, 6 hours went by and no one could get a hold of me. Like, oh, my God. They're all going to think I've died.
We could all use.
Oh, I agree.
To put that space between our answers to things so that people don't expect us to go. I'm right here.
Right. But I get annoyed if I text someone and they don't text me
well,
right back.
Well, too bad for you. You need to, you know, that goes both ways.
So I can see why they would get mad at me.
Really?
I can see why.
Ellie needs to be mad at you because you didn't respond.
I'm just kidding about that.
All right.
She does say, what's the matter?
Getting mad at, I just posted a picture of Vin Hassan from back in the day.
Oh, Memory Monday?
Yeah, is this a concert pic we
this
never
is,
got to?
Yeah, I was saving it because we got to do the T-Mobile stuff. So,
all right, sweet.
Why is the hotline engaged?
Oh, sorry. I don't know. That was my fault. Sorry.
All right, it's okay. It distracts me because it lights up over here. Yeah, oh, by the way, in case you haven't noticed, Yuzette is not here today. She had second-degree burns on her stomach from that heating pad of hers.
What?
Like she went to
that's what we're now dealing with?
She's dealing with the diverticulitis, right? So she's got this horrible gut pain. It's, you know, debilitating the poor girl. Like she can't even barely stand up straight. So she was coming in until Thursday.
I cannot get over the fact that we were just talking about it.
Like 2 weeks ago, it came up and she was like, nope, it's been fine. Couple years have gone by.
It's been fine. And we were all saying, but you're playing with fire. Right then we said it on the air. She's eaten all the stuff that she's been told not to eat. And then 2 weeks later, she's down. Is that crazy?
It is crazy.
Okay, I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead. No. So you're saying not only is that the diverticulitis.
Right, on Friday, while she was at the house suffering, I don't know how this could have happened because I think heating pads only go to a certain temperature, whatever. She got blisters. She burned and blistered. Well, from this thing.
Clearly that area was already damaged, and I think it just couldn't deal with that low-level heat. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know what happened, but she went to the doctor.
You're right, Hooman.
Of course, Hooman.
Thanks.
Of course you're right. You know, and not only was she dealing with the diverticulitis, but now then they're like, oh, my God, you have second-degree burns from your heating pad that she was basically jamming into her belly button. I mean, the poor girl couldn't get that thing. Like, if she could have put it internally, she would have. Oh, just awful. But whatever. So now she's on antibiotics and on all kinds of medication, and we're hoping that she'll be back. But I told her yesterday, I'm like, look, if you've got second-degree burns and you can't move, like, you should really just care for your health.
I told her the same thing.
Yeah, don't push it.
So, I told her I'd rub her butt, so I guess we're
great. That's
take you up on that?
Caring.
She didn't read with chores last night.
She goes. I was like, oh, well, when I see you, I'll rub your butt. And she was like, never mind.
Don't rub. That's not going to help me.
Well, leave it to me to be stupid, right?
Did you see the pic?
I'm looking at it right now. So
there's
from?
Four. There's four. This is from
there's
2001.
There's four of me?
Yeah. I liked your...
Oh, come on.
It's from when?
From 2001, Vinny on stage.
At like a Now and Zen.
Yeah, I just chose different angles of him.
It's really well done.
He had a great look back in the day.
Yeah, I like the cuffed pants. I think that's a good look.
Yeah, well, that's
oversized
the second picture.
T-shirt,
that's
yeah.
the second t-shirt. That's the second picture. Anyway, there's four altogether.
That's so funny. This was a
long time ago.
Moments before this ended. I actually remember it too. That's so funny. There were dark days ahead.
Yeah.
That's the last in the series, so.
Well, thank you, Hooman, for being the historian for the show.
I know. I couldn't believe I found that DVD.
So.
Lucky.
Do you like it, Finn?
Of course not, but I'm not going to cry over it. I mean,
actually,
it's funny that the thing is that when you brought up I found old pictures, it does, you know, like I just get like, but it's my own fault. I mean, I needed to be taking care of myself, and I wasn't. Mm. So whatever I look like is my own fault.
Well, you look fine. You look handsome and everything. It's just I look at that and look for the clues.
Right.
Like, oh.
Yeah, it's not as bad as it could be. But anyway, it's my own fault.
I chose the four best ones. I thought those are good ones.
No, they're not
they
bad.
Are. No,
they're really
they
not
look
that
great.
Bad. Yeah, believe me, there's...
He looks adorable. There's no Sharpie on them anywhere. Nice. It's good.
Do you still have those sunglasses?
No.
Silver rims?
No. I, like most Californians, I go through glasses pretty regularly.
I get really mad when I lose my sunglasses. Or
I feel like you can't
like having a cool pair.
Live here without them.
It is true.
And I've had enough eye problems that I try to protect.
Do you get prescription ones?
I do now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also have some non-prescription ones when my contacts are in.
Yes.
So I got the whole...
You're working it. You
but I've had eye issues. Remember the spider bit me on the eye?
I sure do.
One time I had a bump on my eyelid.
A bump?
I don't know what it was.
Like
what do they
sty.
Call those?
Like, it's gotta
like
be a
that.
Sty, yeah.
So I was trying to treat it myself. There's some stuff, like I looked up online and it was, I want to say it was baking soda.
Oh no, you put baking, that's the worst.
It is?
Yeah, for a sty.
Well, I was supposed to just put it like on my eye as a compress or something.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, I'll just put it in my eye to really get in there. And then later
to
I
really
read,
screw myself
like,
over.
This will, that stuff, do not get it in your eye. It will actually scratch the lens of your eye and cause you major issues eyesight-wise.
And did it scratch you?
It didn't, but I just thought, you know, there's me. Only reading half the directions of stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah, you read down to the first ingredient and then just,
I'm ready
that's
to go.
It, I'm ready.
Right. Let's get this done.
God, why are we like that?
I don't
that,
know.
That is actually, you know, I just don't want to sit here and look at this. It's actually hurting my eye to move it to read.
Anyway.
Oh, styes are the worst.
So I try to do better than that now. Like I was playing with fire there.
Anyway.
Back to your question. No, those glasses are long gone. So is everything else from that era of my life.
Right.
Including, you know, well, never mind. You know, everything.
I do. All the things. Gone.
It all comes under that.
Well, Vinny, you know, the things that are meant to happen, happen. And look at where you're at now. You got a second baby on the way, a beautiful home.
Man. Life's
a lovely
good, man.
Fiance.
Yeah, I'm what?
A lovely fiance.
So funny.
Are you not aware that you're engaged?
I know.
Was that a surprise?
I was there.
Is that a spoiler?
And trust me, that ring, that set me back.
Oh, as well it should. 2 months' salary.
Whatever. I don't know about that part. But
I don't either.
I was actually more... I think there are people who just go, well, let's just go big. And I kind of have a tendency to think, well, I'll spend on the ring, but the wedding day? Meh. You know, the ring you're going to have every day for it.
Yeah.
But in truth, you don't want something that's going to make someone rob you.
Right.
And you also don't want something based on your hand that's going to look ridiculous.
Right. If you have a small hand, having a, you know, basically a teacup balanced on it isn't
right.
going to, it's not a good look.
Right. So,
oh my God.
Anyway.
Speaking of that, if
what?
I could just a quick aside, I don't know if you happen to see any of the pictures of the envelope that Kim Jong-un sent to President Trump. It's huge. It's like an oversized. It's almost like a folder size.
Like a manila.
Like this big. No, but it's a regular like letter
oh.
envelope, right?
Okay.
But inside it would be big enough to hold one of these file folders. And they say, the internet is saying that they're trolling Donald Trump because it makes his hands look really small as he's holding this big thing.
That's awesome.
I know. It's so funny.
I don't care at all about... Like, I'm so over
But it just reminded me, like, if you have a huge ring, like, your hand winds up looking really small.
His hands do look small there.
It's ridiculous.
They do.
It's the funniest thing I ever saw. I was like, oh, good one, Kim Jong-un.
If only we could believe he was that funny.
Yeah, he's not. But the internet, of course, you know.
That is classic.
The internet is funny, so they made it happen. Okay, KLZ HD1.
Oh, are we starting?
We should. It's look at the time. So late. KLZ HD1, San Francisco.
Warriors won.
They did win. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.